Chapter 3. Ensure your midlife dating success. I have yet to ask a woman about what kind of man she's looking for and get a definite answer. Many women give it no thought. What do you really want? It's critical that you know exactly what you want in a man and a relationship. How can you find what you want when you don't even know what you're looking for? I bet you spend more time planning a vacation or your yearly wardrobe rather than thinking about an ideal life mate. The good news is you can figure it out before you go out and start dating again. Or if you're dating and experiencing disasters, you can change that too. Most first-time relationships and marriages are entered into without much thought. You meet a man, you fall in love, you get married. How does this happen so quickly? On your first date, you feel a connection and it seems to you that he's the one. On your second date, you have sex because you just can't be apart from one another. After your third date, you move in together. You're driven by passion and it's all hot and heavy. In time, your passion quiets down and you settle in for the long term. You still don't know one another as well as you should. Things aren't perfect, and often there is friction. But you both hang in and eventually marry, thinking that will improve things. Soon you become parents, and the life as you dreamed of is nothing like the life you're living. After some bitter years together, your marriage comes to an end, and you divorce. How did it all go so wrong? Many relationships start this way the first time around, in the first half of our lives. As a result of this, in 1970s and 1980s, the divorce rates soared upwards. This pattern and trend continued. Today, more than 50% of marriages end in divorce. There are more single, middle-aged men and women than ever before. What made so many marriages fail? Abuse, addictions, problems, infidelities, silence, and anger. The intolerable pain of remaining together. What started out as love quickly deteriorated to hate. The excitement of the big wedding, the new house, and the young family dwindled to boring, tedious, everyday routine. Why? Because we never learned how to choose the right lifetime partner. There was never a plan or a clear understanding in our minds of what it is that we wanted in a relationship, and so the chips fell where they did. The greatest predictor of a doomed relationship is failing to know your wants and your needs. Are your wants and needs compatible with your potential partner's wants and needs? This is the big nugget of this book. I'll reiterate this statement. Are your wants and needs compatible with your potential partner's wants and needs? Think about it. We don't spend enough time getting to know one another. There isn't a solid foundation on which to build for a great relationship. But it's possible, and I'm here to show you how to do that. No more badly thought out relationships. Let's change all that right now. Knowing precisely what you want in a guy is critical. Take out a piece of paper and pen. Start describing your ideal man and relationship. How about a man who treats you well, takes care of you, and always has your back? Will he be a good provider? Will he be kind and respectful? What characteristics do you want him to have? Should he be adventuresome, dependable, patient? What skills would you like him to possess? Do you want a good problem solver or decision maker with good people skills? Do you want an athletic man or a good dancer? What level of education should he have? What's important to you? What makes you happy? Take your time and list everything you can think of that you'd want in an ideal man. This exercise is so critical and so important, it's a must-do when I start coaching a new client. Be very clear about your absolute deal breakers. How about I start by listing a few of mine for you? I want a man who can make me laugh, who has a sense of humor, who is kind, confident, and stylish, and who is successful in his career. Most importantly, he must make me feel like I'm the most beautiful, the most wonderful woman he's ever known. I want him to cherish and adore me. My absolute deal breakers and red flags that spell trouble are anger issues, alcohol or drug abuse, untrustworthiness, an unpredictable temperament. Now, what does your ideal man look like physically? Get as detailed as you can. What's his style? Is he a shorts and flip-flops type of guy? Or is he a suit, shirt, and tie kind of guy? What is his fitness level? Do you want him to be fit and trim? Or maybe that doesn't matter to you. Next, write down his personality traits. List everything you want your guy to possess. Must he have a sense of humor? Or is it intelligence? Or confidence? What are his skills? Is he romantic? A good listener? Is he good in bed? Can he rock a tool belt? Or do you prefer a tech geek? What is his earning potential? Does he help with the housework? What about his top characteristics? Do you want him to be faithful, dependable, kind? Do you want him to have integrity? Spend as much time on this as you'd like. Describe the lifestyle and the relationship that would be your ideal. Knowing this is critical. I require every woman I coach to complete this exercise, so we both know what she's looking for. If you're not comfortable with free writing and prefer a questionnaire format, just fill out the answers below. Creating your ideal man and ideal relationship. Describe what your ideal man looks like physically, including his personal habits and appearance. Make your answers as long and as detailed as you wish. An example, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds, dark hair, olive skin, chiseled facial features, eats healthy, is physically fit, a non-smoker, a stylish dresser. Describe your ideal man's emotional pattern. How does he treat you? How does he treat his family, friends, coworkers, and strangers? Example, romantic, affectionate, easily expresses his feelings, makes me feel special and beautiful, loves his family, treats everyone with kindness and respect. Describe your ideal man's personality and social style. Example, funny, has a good sense of humor, is always upbeat, self-confident, at ease with others socially, considerate, polite, warm and friendly, loves life. Describe your ideal man's sexual characteristics. Example, must be a good kisser, is fun in bed, has a healthy attitude toward sex, and makes me feel desirable. Describe your ideal man's communication style. Example, enjoys deep conversations, communicates his feelings easily, openly, and clearly. Describe your ideal man's educational and intellectual levels. Example, smart, bright, educated, interested in life, open to learning new things, loves reading and expanding his knowledge. Describe your ideal man's personal growth goals. Example, emotionally healthy, honest with himself, knows himself, is interested in continuously growing and becoming better. Describe what your ideal man loves to do. What are his passions, interests, and hobbies? Example, loves to dance, likes physical activity and working out, is passionate about supporting causes, enjoys reading, watching movies, is skilled in technology and construction. Describe what your ideal man does for a living, his ambitions, his financial style. Example: success in his line of work, entrepreneurial, financially secure, independent, and responsible. Organized, competent, efficient. Describe your ideal man's spiritual convictions. Example: Christian, believes in God, has a positive view of the world, appreciates creation and God's gifts. What differences could you have in a relationship that would be an absolute deal breaker and would cause you to end the relationship? Example: anger issues, abusiveness in any form, self-destructive addictions, alcohol, drugs, gambling. Describe what your mutual interests would be. Example: travel, bridge, cooking, dancing, dedication to important causes. Why is this exercise so important? It defines your ideal man and your ideal relationship. It helps you recognize early on if a man fits or doesn't fit into your ideal profile. It'll give you great clarity on what you're looking for in a husband. It'll help you determine your compatibility with the man you're dating. It'll help you recognize the red flags that indicate potential trouble. You may recognize anger issues, controlling personality, or some other traits that can create a heartbreak down the road. You can get out of dating such men before spending more time with him. After you complete this exercise, you'll have a greater chance of picking the right partner. If your objective is a long-term healthy and happy relationship with a quality man, then use the tools I've given you for the greatest degree of success possible. Granted, there is never going to be the perfect package. The things that are not ideal are the things you will work on with your future partner. The differences in relationships are negotiable. Remember both your wants and needs and those of your partner's needs consideration. I love to dance. I married a man who didn't dance. He wanted me to be happy and encouraged me to go dancing with my friends. He loved sports. I didn't care for sports. I wanted him to be happy and encouraged him to attend sporting events with others. We worked out our different interests so that we could both do the things we enjoy doing. My objective is to teach you how to avoid the wrong person when you think he's the right one. I want to spare you the pain, the frustration, and the disappointments that come with bad choices. I believe when you know what you're looking for, it makes you a better date and a better conversationalist, because you're making a point to ask questions and to get to know your dates. If being reliable and dependable is important to you, you'll pay more attention to your guy's habit of always showing up late or failing to let you know that he's running late. You won't be so apt to excuse his behavior and accept it. If it's a real source of irritation for you, you'll talk to him about it. He may not know how important it is to you. On the other hand, he might not be willing to change it to please you. In my opinion, this would be a red flag. If this seems minor to you, it isn't. People do things out of habit and sometimes don't even realize that what they're doing is inconsiderate, rude, or socially unacceptable. If you feel strongly about some issue and your guy isn't willing to make it better for you, then he's not making your happiness a priority. He's not the quality guy you want. A real man, a quality man, will always make you his number one priority. He'll do whatever it takes to make you happy. If you start tolerating annoying behaviors and don't address them, over time the aggravation will become a giant boil. Failure to express your needs will destroy the relationship. Remember, you're trying to avoid going down the wrong road. Annoying behavior is unavoidable in relationships. We can live with some, but others are deal breakers. The whole point of knowing what you want and what's important to you is to help you make the smartest choices in picking your lifetime partner. Now that you know what kind of man you're looking for, I'm going to show you where you can find him. Where are the quality single men you can date? You'll find out in the next chapter.